5.25.
Authorize contract with Greenworks PC for master planning services for Mill and Midland Parks at a not-to-exceed amount of $119,859.
Ritz.
Thank you, Mayor. This ordinance authorizes a contract for the master planning of two parks in East Portland. Prioritizing these plans is another step towards increasing access to parks for all Portlanders, including those in East Portland who have historically had fewer parks compared with others areas of the city. The council allocated the money for this in the last budget process, and I greatly appreciate it. We went back to the community and asked which of the many unplanned parks in East Portland they would like us to start on, and these two were amongst them. After these two parks are master planned and developed, they will serve over 1,150 new households that currently do not have a neighborhood park within a half mile. The public involvement process for master planning these parks will include intentional outreach to historically underserved or not served populations, including immigrant and refugee communities and communities of color. Maya Agarwal, I'm looking at the phonetics and I got it right without
Agarwal, but that's close enough.
Thank you. From Portland Parks and Recreation is here to tell us about the project.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and City Commissioners. I'm Maya Agarwal, a city planner with the Portland Parks and Recreation Bureau. And Portland Parks and Recreation continues to deliver on its commitment to expand parks and recreation opportunities for the communities and neighborhoods in East Portland. As Commissioner Fritz mentioned, in November 2014, City Council designated $300,000 from 2014's fall supplemental budget for new master plans for Eastside Parks. In April 2015, Portland Parks and Recreation, the East Portland Neighborhood Organization Parks Committee, and Commissioner Amanda Fritz engaged the community in a public outreach process to determine which sites should be prioritized as part of the Eastside Park master planning process. As part of our analysis, Mill and Midland Parks received our highest equity score of 15 points in recognition of its diverse demographics. And based on the public outreach process and Portland Park and Recreation staff input, Commissioner Fritz chose to fund master plans for Mill Park and Midland Park in a concurrent process. Mill and Midland Parks are important public spaces for the community, and their master plans will ensure that future generations can continue to enjoy the wide variety of experiences the Portland parks offer. The prioritization of these plans is consistent with our Parks 2020 vision, which seeks to have every Portlander within one half mile of a park. Through a competitive process, Greenworks PC was selected as the consultant to provide planning, project management, and public involvement services to create a master plan for Mill and Midland Parks. Due to the demographics of the population surrounding the parks, Portland Parks anticipates significant outreach for both projects. Numerous diverse communities and groups reside in and support the area and would be served by the parks. Residents of the David Douglas School District speak 71 different languages. The top six languages are Spanish, Russian, Vietnamese, Chinese, Ukrainian, and Somali. The racial ethnic background of the population of the David Douglas School District is varied, and household incomes are relatively low. Development of the master plan will include a robust citizen participation process with focused outreach to historically underrepresented populations, including minority, youth, disabled, immigrant, refugee, and non-English-speaking populations. 4 out of 5 evaluators who reviewed and recommended awarding this consultant contract are community members who live and/or work in East Portland. Portland Parks and Recreation asks the council to authorize a professional, technical, and expert services contract with Greenworks PC for master planning services for Mill and Midland Parks at a not-to-exceed amount of $119,859.18.
Colleagues, the minority women participation in this contract is over 18%, including 13% women and minority-owned firms. And in case you're wondering what's happening to the rest of the money, that's going to be used for master planning the 150th and Division property, and we'll be bringing that separately.
Great. Good. Other questions? Thank you both very much. Thank you. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, it's an emergency ordinance, so let's take a vote, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you very much. This is very exciting. We don't yet have the funds dedicated to do any improvements that the community might develop in this process, but the first step is getting the master plan done so that we can go for grants and other things. Thank you. Aye.
Hill.
You know, the systematic planning and development of parks in East Portland is one of the best things we're doing, so I appreciate this. Aye.